Kevin McCarthy lays out evidence and decision to launch Biden impeachment inquiry. By Christina Wong on September 12, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced the House is launching an impeachment inquiry of President Joe Biden, citing at least six separate allegations that led to the decision. First, he cited the House Oversight Committee's findings that Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. Eyewitnesses have testified that the president joined on multiple phone calls and had multiple interactions, dinners, resulting in cars and millions of dollars into SIC, his sons and his sons' business partners, he said. According to evidence gathered by the committee, Biden claimed he never spoke to his family about their business dealings, but did so at least 16 times. Second, McCarthy also cited bank records that show nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies. The House Oversight Committee announced in August that it had found bank records that showed that Biden businesses received millions from business schemes in Romania and China, and that nine Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including two of Joe Biden's grandchildren. Third, McCarthy also said the Treasury Department has more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates that were flagged as suspicious activity by U.S. banks. In April 2022, CBS News reported that U.S. banks had flagged over 150 suspicious financial transactions from Hunter and James Biden, which included wire transfers of large amounts of money. Fourth, McCarthy cited an FBI informant who alleged that the president and his son both received bribes of $5 million each. Fifth, McCarthy cited Biden using his official office to coordinate with Hunter Biden's business partners about Hunter's role in Burisma Ukrainian Energy Company, referring to recent revelations from Hunter Biden's laptop that then-Vice President Biden used private or alias accounts to send government information to Hunter. According to a Wall Street Journal editorial, one email alerted Hunter to a call the vice president made to then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, at the same time Hunter was on the board of Ukrainian gas giant Burisma. Another email showed Hunter Biden using his business email in 2014 to write to his father's Robinware account, asking the VP to call him before making a specific government staffing decision. Joe replied, "Or Johnny, call me right away, Dad." Finally, McCarthy said, likely in reference to the Justice Department's handling of its investigation of Hunter Biden, despite the serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration. Treatment that they, not otherwise, would have received if they were not related to the president. These allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption, McCarthy said. These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. He concluded, and they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. The inquiry will be led by House Oversight Chairman James Comer, KY, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, O, and Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, MO. The American people deserve to know that the public offices are not for sale, and that the federal government is not being used to cover up the actions of a politically associated family, McCarthy said. Now, I would encourage the president and his team to fully cooperate with this investigation in the interests of transparency. We are committed to getting the answers for the American public, nothing more, nothing less. We will go wherever the evidence takes us. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.